This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Every holiday season, millions of American homes are filled with the scent of fresh-cut Christmas trees from North Carolina's numerous farms. In fact, even the White House is often decorated with a North Carolina Christmas tree. Deliveries of freshly harvested trees start making their way down the mountains in November, destined for Christmas tree lots in your town and across the country. But for many, a visit to one of the choose-and-cut family Christmas tree farms in Western North Carolina creates a memorable holiday experience. Nothing's fresher than a tree that's still in the ground, and it's hard to top the fun of a trip to the mountains with family and friends to select that perfect Christmas tree. Christmas tree farms are actually latecomers to the mountain agriculture scene. Western North Carolina farmers who struggled to make a living in the local climate turned to Christmas tree farming in the late 1950s. And where traditional crops failed, Fraser firs thrived. Initially, these trees were grown for shrubbery and wreath making, but demand for them as Christmas trees was created by the North Carolina Christmas Tree Association in partnership with the North Carolina Forestry Department and Cooperative Extension. The North Carolina Christmas tree industry is ranked second in the nation in number of trees harvested and first in the nation in terms of dollars made per tree. Known as the Cadillac of Christmas trees, the Fraser fir represents over 90% of all species grown in North Carolina and is now the most popular Christmas tree in North America. And speaking of popular, the White House has selected a tree from North Carolina 11 times. That's more than from any other state. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.